Nightmare, read and written by Blazin' Paradox. They were ignored. They were always ignored. Until they came true. Threats were nothing until something proved true. They were ignored. They were always ignored. Until they came true. Threats were nothing until something proved true. Jared didn't know about the letters. Not until the police found his parents. Until the police found his brother. His sister. But that wasn't really true, was it? Because the police didn't find his parents. His siblings. He did. There was something about today. Something different. Something that rubbed him the wrong way. He woke up covered in a cold sweat. No breath in his chest. Heart frozen to 50 beats a second. Horror. He was filled with horror. That was the only way to describe it. Jared tried to shrug it off, pushing his sweaty hair from his face and sitting up, trying to steady his breathing. "Kripke," he croaked, and then huffed a few breaths, dialing Eric from memory. "Hey, Jared, headed in soon?" "I'm sorry," Jared gasped. "Can't make it in. Emergency. 2 days. I need 'em. Kay? Thanks, bye." Jared hung up and then quickly turned the phone back on to block any incoming calls. A few seconds later, Jensen's cell phone rang downstairs. Just after that, Jensen came sprinting up, clicking his cell phone off when he saw Jared. "So we're going on vacation, huh?" Jensen said, trying to lighten the mood. "We?" Jared asked, still feeling completely fucked up. "I ain't letting you go on without me," Jensen said. "Not when something is clearly freaking you the fuck out." "Okay," Jared said, falling apart just as Jensen wrapped his arms around him in time to hold him together. They flew to Jared's parents. He wanted to see them, feel like a normal person again, like he did before everyone seemed to know his name and his face. Jensen let him go alone, thought it would have been better if he wasn't there, if Jared didn't have to explain it when Jensen did things like held his hand, rubbed his back, called him some nickname. It would be easier this way, they both agreed. Because they also knew that the second Jared needed him to, or wanted him to, Jensen would swoop in so fast, heads would spin. For that, Jared would always be grateful that Jensen wasn't there. He couldn't help it. They say you have to see to believe, but that's not true. You have to feel it. You have to reach out and touch it. Maybe that's why his hands were covered in their blood, his face streaked with it from his fans. Maybe that's why his hands were covered in their blood, his face streaked with it from his hands. They were all there, eyes, wide, blank, unseeing. Dead. So much blood. Everywhere. One knife. The same knife. The knife cradled in his hands. Megan had still been breathing, the knife lodged in her side. He pulled it out. He had to. He had to try and save her. It was too late for his dad, his mom, his brother. He was too late. That's how they found him. Jensen pulling out from behind the police, falling to his knees, horror written all over his features. They had taken him to the station. How could they not? He'd been found at the scene with the weapon in his hands, blood all over him as he sat in the middle of a circle of victims. That's when the note had saved him, when he realized that he'd inadvertently saved Jensen's life, in all probability. They let Jared go and they found some raving psycho yelling about how she had to find Jensen, how once she had gotten rid of Jensen, Jared would have no one left but her, no choice but to turn to her. That's when they revealed the notes. All of the notes she'd sent. Jensen woke up screaming, sheets tangled around his waist. Even as he pulled in another breath, it came out as a scream. He was suffocating, claustrophobic like he'd never been. He could remember the dream, every detail, even down to the skin that had been washed clean by the two steady tear tracks on Jared's cheeks. He heard himself screaming a third time. He'd seen everything from his own perspective, but felt it all from Jared's until the end. All that remained at the end was the feeling of helplessness that he felt. There was nothing he could do, nothing he could say to help Jared. Nothing he could do. That's when the screams turned into sobs, heavy, ragged sobs. By the time the sobs petered out, Jensen realized he was collapsed in Jared's arms, Jared holding him together in the distinct opposition of the start of the dream. When did you get here? Jensen gasped out the words, trying to pull comfort from the strong arms around him. About halfway through the first scream, Jared murmured, pressing his lips to the top of Jen's head. I couldn't help you, Jensen muttered, drifting back to sleep from pure bodily exhaustion. You help me every day, Jared murmured into his sleeping lover's ear, hoping the words would penetrate the barrier of sleep. With every kiss, every touch, every smile, you make my life better with every breath you take. Jared laid back on the bed, ignoring the faucet still running in the bathroom. An extremely high water bill would be worth it when Jensen woke up, still curled in the safety of Jared's arms.